A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Well, we always talk about thinking outside the box, not magic thinking, quantum shift kind of thinking. It's been a long time coming, but the first tiny home of the Other Side Village has finally been built. What does that look like? What does that mean? And obviously, as we continue to look at those who are unsheltered or facing chronic homelessness, there are unique solutions out there. And helping us break all of this down today, Joseph Grinney is chairman of the board of the Other Side Academy and with Other Side Village. And Joseph, thanks for joining us today.
So happy to be with you. It's a thrilling morning.
Oh, that is a great day for our listeners who haven't been following this closely. This was announced last year, and then obviously there's always the paperwork, the details, the all the assessments that have to be done, environmental impact and all of that. But just give us a sense of the project itself, the principle that it's based on, and then we'll work through to how we got to today.
Yeah, the principle is that philanthropy is not the key to solving homelessness. Community is. The real principle here is that all of us, if we're going to thrive in life and if we want to overcome some of our weaknesses and achieve our potential, we need a community around us that holds us accountable, that expects things of us, that we can contribute to and be a part of. The Other Side Village will be a 430-home community built on the west side of Salt Lake City on a beautiful parcel, or it will be beautiful soon, that's currently owned by the city. 430 homes. The intention is to make it beautiful, safe, and self-reliant. Just like the Other Side Academy, we currently have 7 people off the street. Those are chronically homeless that are participating in just a day program and waiting for a chance to move into a home in this village, who are starting social enterprises, who are learning to hold each other accountable, who are learning to overcome some of the habits that have kept them back in life, and just doing remarkable things. This morning, we had all 5 of those 7 at the Other Side Academy to unveil the first home that was just completed by the School of Architecture at the University of Utah. It's a beautiful kind of Scandinavian-inspired look, a 250-square-foot home that was beautifully furnished and decorated by Denton House Designs, and it's ready for someone to move into as soon as we can get the land zoning approved and begin building the village.
Oh, that's fantastic, and such an exciting thing, and what a great partnership with the University of Utah. I'm sure that was amazing for those students to kind of go through that process, not just to design and create a beautiful tiny home, but to, again, do something around a set of principles that really could change the path of somebody's life.
Yeah, one of the students that has been building the home, so he's at the School of Architecture, he was able to be involved in the design and then also actually able to swing a hammer and build the home. And Braxton got to speak there today on behalf of some of those students and the faculty that have so lovingly contributed this. And you could just tell it was overwhelming to him to realize this wasn't just a student project. This will be a transformational experience for one of the 5 who are there today, who will actually be handed over a key in a number of months, be able to move into this place and begin a completely different life. That home is now available on the corner of 7th East and 1st South in downtown Salt Lake City. And anyone that wants to come by can have a look at it at the Other Side Academy.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I love that there's going to be this period where people can check it out. And I do think the Other Side Academy is the best place on earth. It's way beyond magic there. It is transformational. And give us some perspective in terms of this process. This is always a challenging thing. We've had philanthropy throw money at things. We've had government throw money at things. And as you've rightly pointed out, it's not just the philanthropy or the dollars that make the difference. It's community that makes the difference.
It really is. And that was what was so inspiring today, is these 5 folks that have been chronically homeless were there. to see the support from the community, from people who have donated money, who have helped communicate the vision, who have helped influence the process at the city. Mayor Mendenhall was there. Her staff was there. Some of these people that have been out in the front trying to figure out how to make a bureaucracy work to support a visionary project, which just has not been easy, but they haven't given up, and they've got us to this point. The mayor announced this morning that they have transmitted the entire project over to the city council. We think that there's significant support in the city council, including from the city councilors that represent the districts close to where we'll be, which is kind of remarkable. They get it. They understand that we're not bringing problems. We're bringing assets. We're bringing amenities. We're bringing a wonderful contribution to their community that I think that the world will beat a path to. And so it was a pretty inspiring moment to see this happen. And the reason it's working is because there's already a village, a virtual village that's emerged. There's a community that has come literally numbering in the hundreds that wants this to happen and that recognizes that if we really care about those who are unsheltered today, we need to do something much different than we've been doing in the past.
Yeah, and that one of the things that I love about not just doing it different than the past. This is not just about hoping it will be different than the past. We always say hope is important, but hope is not a strategy. And this really encapsulates all of that, that there is hope. But the reason there's hope is because there is a strategy. Give us a little more insight there.
Yeah, again, the goal is beautiful, safe, and self-reliant. And the only way to accomplish all three is with a peer community. The Other Side Academy works because the people responsible are not paid staff or outsiders or professionals whose job it is to come in and fix people's lives, but it's just older peers in the house. And so we haven't had a single dirty drug test at the Other Side Academy in the last 7 years. The reason we haven't is because the students keep the house clean. We have world-class enterprises that will contribute $6 million to operate the Other Side Academy this year. And the reason those are world-class is because the peers are responsible for those. We're seeing the same thing happen with folks who have significant mental health challenges, significant physical disabilities, years of homelessness that are right now participating in a day program called the Welcome Neighborhood for the Village. They're starting a social enterprise. Boy, it would have blown you away, but you know, you've been around us long enough. You've been in our community that probably wouldn't have surprised you to see them out at a farmer's market recently, pitching some of the new products that they produced at a kiosk, staying up late at night the night before, trying to put everything together to make sure they had enough inventory, and then proudly representing those to the community. We're seeing miracles happen already in these people's lives as they're going to case managers and saying, hey, I want to back off my meds. I want to feel life more than I did before. Another who said, I want to get off Social Security disability because I don't want to cap to what I can do with my life anymore. They're tasting it. The American dream is back on the table, as Mo Egan, one of my colleagues at the Village, says. And the reason it is because they're doing something that gives them the opportunity to feel proud of themselves. That's the model. That's why this will work, because it's a pure community.
It is a pure community, and it is pure magic and pure transformation as we look at all of that. Where else can people go to get more information on, again, this is taking problem solving to a whole new level and community building to a whole new level, which ultimately leads to that transformation. How can people become part of that virtual village to make a difference in this community?
Yeah, it's a good time for them to do that. So go to theothersidevillage.com. You can sign up there to get regular updates about what's happening. And I think we're about to see the speed accelerate. So we're seeing progress. The city council seems quite supportive. If they'll approve the zoning fairly soon, and they need to go through proper processes and public comment, people can also get updates about when those public comment periods will be taking place. So speaking up and making sure your voice is heard, that people, that the city council knows that you believe in this kind of approach and that you believe in the dignity and potential of our brothers and sisters who are currently unsheltered. They have potential, and they just need the same kind of community and expectations that we've got.
Yeah, fantastic. Joseph Grenny is the chairman of the board of the Other Side Academy, and, of course, we're talking about the Other Side Village, this tiny home project, and as Joseph rightly pointed out, those who have faced chronic homelessness or have been unsheltered really are not liabilities to be managed. They are our brothers and sisters. They are human beings with infinite potential to be developed. and applied to our communities. They make a difference and they give back. And that really is a model that does have some magic in it. Joseph, thanks for your great efforts there. We continue to watch this, and what a great day, the first of the tiny homes being completed. And remind us again where people can see that and take a look.
The corner of 7th East and 1st South in downtown Salt Lake City. So the Other Side Academy campus, it's proudly positioned right there.
All right, fantastic. Joseph Graney, thanks so much for joining us today and for all your work in making the magic happen.
Glad to have you in our community. Thank you, Boyd.
All right. Again, that's Joseph Grinney. And it is an extraordinary thing. And I just love that Joseph points out that, you know, it's not just about philanthropy and having a bunch of dollars thrown at something. It's not about government throwing a bunch of money at a problem. This is doing it different. It's community that transforms lives. And if we really want to get our arms around mental health, addiction, homelessness, those who are not sheltered, there is a different way to do it, and it's a community. And the Other Side Village, in my view, is a model with substance because they have a strategy, and the strategy is built on principles of self-reliance, of self-worth, the dignity of worth, of giving back, of holding each other accountable and living with integrity. And it makes all the difference. All right, we'll step aside for bottom of the hour news. Much more to come on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Stick around.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.